Monaco versus Lewis, 2024, Arc 27. The Arkansas Supreme Court, in considering a petition for writ of mandamus, dismissed as to the wife because her husband filed it for both and he was not licensed to practice law. Her signature would have been sufficient to make her own claims, but it was absent from the signature block, so he could only represent himself. Justice Wood wrote, quote, Fred filed a petition for writ of mandamus in circuit court on behalf of himself and Sandra. Sandra did not sign the petition. The petition again asserted Sandra's right to a homestead assessment freeze under Amendment 79, Section 1 of the Arkansas Constitution. The petition sought a writ compelling the Faulkner County Assessor and the Faulkner County Tax Collector to assess and cap Fred and Sandra's property value and related property taxes at the 2013 amount. The circuit court dismissed the petition with prejudice. Unauthorized practice of law. Fred and Sandra did not use a licensed attorney to file their petition. Instead, only Fred signed and filed the petition with the signature block without prejudice, sui juris in propria persona. Sandra did not sign the petition and did not represent herself. Because non-lawyers may only represent themselves before a court, Fred could only file the petition on his own behalf and not on behalf of Sandra. Sandra's signature acknowledging she was also seeking to petition the court was essential because Fred has not undertaken the extensive legal training and sworn to adhere to the strict ethical rules our court requires of licensed attorneys. Before we allow one to risk another's rights, we hold them to rigorous standards. Thus, Fred's representation of Sandra was an unauthorized practice of law, and so the petition is a nullity with respect to Sandra's claims. As a result, the circuit court was correct to dismiss the petition as to Sandra. End of quote. Requirements for writ of mandamus. Looking to the propriety of a petition for writ of mandamus, the Supreme Court denied the extraordinary writ. Quote, A writ of mandamus is an extraordinary remedy that only issues to enforce an established right or the performance of a duty. A petitioner seeking this writ must show a clear and certain right to the relief sought and the absence of any other remedy. Arkansas statutes and this court's precedents state the proper process for aggrieved taxpayers to challenge the assessment and valuation of their property by county officials. The taxpayer may apply to the County Board of Equalization for redress against the action of the county assessor, and, if the county board does not grant him relief, he may appeal to the county court, and, if dissatisfied with its action, may, in turn, appeal from its decision to the circuit court. This process was available to Fred when the board upheld his property tax assessment. Because this process was available to Fred, he cannot show that he was entitled to a writ of mandamus, which requires the absence of any other adequate remedy. Thus, the circuit court did not abuse its discretion in denying the petition for writ of mandamus. End of quote. Justice Womack, joined by Justice Hudson, concurred, quote, Because the Monacos fail to allege that their tax assessment violates our Constitution, a statute, or other law, their claim is not one for an illegal exaction. In any event, even if the Monacos had stated a claim for an illegal exaction, which they did not, a petition for writ of mandamus is not the appropriate vehicle through which to seek the remedy they have requested. End of quote. Justice Webb concurred in part and dissented. Quote, I agree that the circuit court properly denied the petition for writ of mandamus in this case. I join the majority on this point. I, however, disagree that the so-called unauthorized practice of law discussion is a threshold issue in this case that needs to be addressed. The circuit court apparently failed to understand that the property in question, owned by Fred and Sandra Monaco, who were husband and wife, is held as a tenancy by the entirety. Accordingly, Fred's efforts to invoke Amendment 79 to secure a more favorable property tax bill for the property was undertaken both for himself and for his wife, who are viewed under the law as one. Furthermore, Amendment 79 states, in the interest of joint ownership, if one of the owners qualifies under this subsection D, all owners shall receive the benefits of this amendment. Arkansas Constitution, Amendment 79, Section 1D3. End of quote, end of decision.